Hey guys, welcome to the Gold Members Podcast. This is number 29. I mean, the problem with doing these the way I do them, right, is I have to keep general because not everybody's going to see this podcast today. You may be listening to this podcast a long time after I did it. And so some of the content doesn't necessarily, I'm trying to keep, the content relevant. So that it just kind of fits right across the plane. But today I want to talk about DMMOC. Back about a year ago, now this is November of 2017 when this is actually being recorded. But back about a year ago, I decided I was going to do an ebook on the DMMOC called the DMMOC Project, just to see what the interest was like, what the reaction would be like. If any closet intellectuals would come out of the closet and pretend they know things that they don't know. Because typically the louder somebody shouts, the less they know. And unfortunately, our industry and martial arts, no matter whether you're an Aikido stylist or a traditional karate person like Goju Ryu or any of the others, or you're into some of the more flamboyant styles of martial arts, like some of the absolutely stunning Chinese styles, it's still an industry. And for all of our differences, we're all the same. And we've never been able to get away from the tremendous egos that exist. And they typically only exist in the West. And I can say that because I'm from the West. But that brings us into the whole idea of the DMMOC project, is how many people are open to hearing a different view of what DMMOC is. DMMOC, based on the fact that I've been a Kyusho junkie for 16 years now, basically. And honestly, the response has been very, very good, aside from a couple of people who begged me not to put it out. And I'm sorry, I will say it once again. Like recently, the toolbox that did all the shooting in Las Vegas, that's how they're going to do it, or they're going to plant bombs. They're not going to go learn some complicated style of martial arts to, you know, hopefully hit somebody and delay their death. those types of things are... the thought of it is ridiculous. And if one person does it out of 1,000 people that study it, those are pretty good odds. Because if he'd just find another way to do it anyway, right? Lots of really, really slow, nasty ways to poison people as well. You don't need to slap them on spleen 21 on the left side of the body and cause an aneurysm 2 weeks later type of thing, right? But the idea behind the DMMOC project is to take Kyusho to the next level. I don't view DMMOC as being a live self-defense art like I do Kyusho. And my reasons for saying this are because it is very energy-based. What happens in upper ends of DMMOC is planned. Right, such as, we'll go to a bad case scenario here. Let's suppose we have a hostage situation and a DMMOC practitioner, a good one, and he manages to strike a blow that will show up as something 10, 15 minutes down the line and not look like he did anything. Right, because any energy blows, like no touch knockouts, they require preparation, and they require focus, and they require work. And DMMOC is really not much different than that. And in my view, once you are doing a fast neurological knockout, even if body energy is very heavily involved in it, we're leaning back towards Kyusho, right? And so to me, one takes off where the other went. Now I've got one of my little babies here begging for me to scratch him. Don't mind me. Well, I'm going to take him as harness. We just took these guys out a second ago. Now, DMMOC is going to require, if you are, you know, looking at it beyond the intellectual standpoint, if you're looking at it from the practical standpoint or the application standpoint, you're going to have to do some work when it comes to chi. I mean, if you're not somebody who is a person who likes to work chi and practice chi stuff, you're going to have a hard time with the mock compared to Kyusho. Now, if you do your chi work and you're working the techniques and things and the applications that are involved in Kyusho, you will get a better response. But because you're hitting a pressure point, and we focus on certain points that are more susceptible than others, it's like large intestine 10, you hit it hard enough with the correct angle and direction, you're going to get a result. Same with stomach 5. You hit stomach 5 with lots of chi energy coming into it, you're going to get a huge result compared to just the normal stimulation of the point and getting the vagus nerve all excited there. Right? So, I mean, it's a very, very in-depth sort of thing. So the Dim Mach project is going to come in different stages right now. There'll be three stages out, or three stages about to come out when you guys are listening to this. And I'm not sure after stage 3 where I'm going to go with it. I've had a lot of interest in people wanting me to create levels for it, levels of study for it, and things like that. And that is possible also, right? We certainly wouldn't do a 5-level thing because, I mean, whatever Kyusho does, Dim Mach does. What Dim Mach does, Kyusho doesn't do, right? So there is an overlay there. But I'm going to take a look at that idea, seriously give it some consideration, and decide what's possible for it. Would appreciate your feedback, because, I mean, whatever I put out for the student, they need to actually want to study it. Otherwise, there's not much point in putting it out. So if you let me know what you think of all of this, that would be fantastic. You can just do it in a comment below this particular podcast, and that will work just fine. Have a great day, guys. Ciao.